Raising awareness about the positive contribution of the black community to society in a town that was once one of France's main slavery ports. That was the delicate balancing act of France's second Black History Month, a festival which throughout February hosted conferences, concerts and debates in Bordeaux and other parts of the country. A month during which Bordeaux, France's wine capital, confronted the demons of its past.
Les bateaux qui revenaient d'Afrique ou des Antilles, ils arrivaient là.
Kaffa Diallo, the founder of the Memorial Association, Mémoire et Partage, shows a group of school children the sites that were once part of Bordeaux's slave trade. Little in the town's stunning 18th century architecture would suggest that it was once one of France's major slavery ports. But behind the veneer of wealth is a dark legacy, revealed by objects such as the Mascaron, a head of an African descendant carved discreetly into buildings such as Bordeaux's former customs office. The Mascaron was there to show that Bordeaux was proud to have colonized black people, explains Diallo, and they carved a head of an African descendant into stone buildings. For nearly two decades, the Franco-Senegalese founder, the coordinator of this year's Black History Month, has campaigned for a better awareness of slavery, starting by modifying streets bearing the name of former slave owners.
We are not asking to rename the streets, because that would erase the memory of slavery, and for us it is vital that its legacy be remembered and transmitted to current and future generations. What we want are signposts that would put the streets into context.
Among the black community, the issue of Bordeaux slavery past hits a raw nerve, a past that the town has long neglected, reckons José Daniel Bacciono, a museum officer from Burkina Faso.
It's time that property owners here recognize that their wealth and buildings came from the slave trade. Many of them refuse to recognize this fact.
Beaucoup de propriétaires refusent de reconnaître ce fait.
The transatlantic slave trade saw millions of Africans snatched from their homes, sometimes by their own tribal chiefs, and sold to slave owners in Europe and the colonies. If only 5% of Bordeaux's wealth came from selling slaves, the large majority of it came through the direct trade of goods with the Caribbean, which for Christian Bloch, curator of Bordeaux's Museum of Aquitaine, perpetuated the system of slavery.
Ce commerce en droiture s'inscrit dans le système esclavagiste.
Bordeaux's direct trade with the colonies fueled slavery, because who produced the coffee, sugar and cocoa that it sold? Slaves on plantations. Therefore, Bordeaux's wealth in the 18th century came primarily from trading goods rather than from trading slaves. However, after the French Revolution, Bordeaux would become the second largest slavery port in France.
Deuxième port négrier de France.
Since 2009, the Museum of Aquitaine has sought to illustrate the harsh reality of slavery through a host of archives hitherto conspicuously absent in the port city's literature. Visitors, a mix of tourists, families and schoolchildren, are visibly moved. Visitors like Cameron Moreland, a lecturer from Canada, accompanied by his two children.
Some of these things I haven't really seen that level of detail of these sorts of events in our history. A lot of the stuff reading about it makes me ill. A book over there of lists of property, i.e. people. And again, that's sort of disturbing.
From the 17th to 19th centuries, Bordeaux-based ship owners transported some 150,000 people from Africa across the Atlantic to the Americas in exchange for sugar and tobacco. Marie Fetou, Bordeaux's deputy mayor for diversity, admits the city was slow to recognize its past. There is no visible memorial as in Nantes, for instance, recognizing and acknowledging the people that Bordeaux slaved. But things are starting to improve, says Fetou, who in 2015 set up a special commission on slavery remembrance.
The public never asked us for a memorial. Nonetheless, we are planning to unveil a statue of former slave Modest Testas in May, and we will refurbish Toussaint Louverture Square, so that it becomes a real place to pay tribute. We're going to revamp the bust of Louverture, Haiti's revolutionary leader. We're going to have a chart showing where slaves were deported, with these two sites, Modest Destas on the left bank and Toussaint Louverture on the right bank, we will have something that is a rather symbolic and accessible to all. And it will have this function of a memorial, to remind the world of what happened.
Artists and campaigners are leading the way. In a dim-lit theatre in the centre of Bordeaux, a crowd of spectators arrive to indulge in a night of poetry, while in the background, the music of Michael Jackson, the face of Black History Month, begins to play. The music is the late American singer's 1995 hit, Earth Song, whose plea for a better world sets the tone for the evening. Taking to the stage, Nerina Ralanto-Seritsima reads a text from a biography of American abolitionist and former slave Frederick Douglass and urges the audience to see the positive contribution of the black community beyond victimhood. Recounting how Douglass rose from nothing to become one of America's foremost intellectuals, she extols the virtues of a self-made man, hoping it will rub off on other black people and instill pride. We catch up with Nerina after her performance to discover why teaching new methods of slavery is so important.
We are all linked, and we need to put the link together thanks to the teaching. So that's, for example, one possibility for French teachers and French students to go deep in the history, go back to roots of people writing like Frederick Douglass, but the story of Toussaint Louverture, the story of Rosa Parks. And on the website, they give resources and they give links about all these biographies that are not so well known in our country. I know that in America, they do a great job on bringing back the history, because the slavery is not just an American thing. It was in all the French colonies, all the Dutch colonies, all the English colonies. So it's a global story that we need to put together and create the links between our countries. So Black History Month, it's an American creation, and it's very good that it's been here in Bordeaux.
Elsewhere, artists like Pascal Coloco from Cameroon feel it's time for Bordeaux to make peace with the sins of its past.
It's a part of me here. It's a part of our parents, grandparents who came here in Bordeaux. It's for black people like me who are here to show to the borderlands people that it's not a war. It's not. We must learn together. We must work together. What's happened yesterday, don't have to repeat that today or tomorrow.
Reporting for Radio France International, Christina Rochello, Bordeaux.